From the WLRN Miami Herald studios, I'm Tim Padgett with the Latin America Report. The hurricane season that ends on Saturday was the quietest in decades. In fact, 2013 saw no major storms. Mexico did get hit by a deadly hurricane, Ingrid, but the United States and Florida experienced no hurricanes and hardly any of the loss of life and property that marked Hurricane Sandy's destruction last year. It also means that we were spared this.
Wow, that was a heck of a gust. A couple of hours ago, we saw some debris fly off the hotel.
That's right, no intrepid TV reporters out in hurricanes telling us what we already knew, that it's very, very windy outside.
Hold on!
So, as we give thanks tomorrow for all of this, we'll naturally ask, how did we get off so lightly? Not just Florida, but our neighbors in the Caribbean, too. Every year, those islands get hit like bowling pins. But in 2013, from Port of Spain to Pinar del Rio, nature threw hurricane gutter balls. Turns out one intriguing answer could be dust. Dust from the Sahara Desert, to be exact. We're aware of African dust clouds here. They've been floating across the Atlantic into Florida and the Caribbean Basin for thousands of years. But this year they seemed especially robust, and that's got scientists like Joseph Prospero thinking.
When you have a great deal of dust in the atmosphere, it's going to intercept some of the solar radiation that reaches the sea surface. So anything that reduces the sea surface temperature will tend to reduce the transport of this energy in the form of water vapor to the atmosphere and therefore tropical cyclones.
Meaning potential hurricanes. Prospero is an emeritus professor at the University of Miami's Rosenstiel School of Marine and Atmospheric Sciences. He showed me a computer map of the Atlantic that looks more like a tie-dye t-shirt.
These very light areas, the greenish, yellowish areas are dust events.
It indicates the density of recent dust clouds. What you notice is how heavily they sat around the Cape Verde Islands off Africa's west coast, where so many hurricanes are spawned. Did that smother hurricanes this year?
That could very well have been one of the factors.
So is it party time? Has dust liberated Florida and the Caribbean from hurricanes? Freed us from citizens and windstorm insurance policies? No.
The smoking gun of a direct link is still somewhat elusive, and anticipating what dust levels might be in the future is very difficult.
Shoot. In fact, Prospero points out that dust particles can also facilitate cyclone formation if atmospheric conditions are right. And don't forget, we need hurricanes once in a while. They're a kind of planetary thermostat that cools oceans and redistributes hot air. Their rains more effectively alleviate droughts. Either way, as the professor said, dust was just one factor this year among many. There was also unusually dry, sinking air and strong wind shears that can decapitate hurricanes. Chris Lancey is the science and operations officer at the National Hurricane Center here in Miami.
Fortunately, hurricanes are kind of like people. They very rarely live up to their potential. And the reason why is that the atmosphere doesn't cooperate. The Atlantic is not a very nice place for hurricanes.
We'll take his word for it. But whatever the causes, Florida and the Caribbean can celebrate a hurricane season that was very nice for us. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami. You can read more of our Latin America coverage on WLRN.org.